You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
How's it, Aki?
Right. Good morning, Eusebius. How are you doing?
I'm very good. I'm just reflecting on this beautiful conversation that we had with your former primary school teacher.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, growing up and with Terry Oakley Smith, it was incredible. I mean, it took me back to Standard 1, Standard 2, Standard 3 in those days. It was called Standards. But very interesting
back conversation. Back when we had four provinces?
Very interesting. Yeah, exactly, exactly. No, it was a fascinating conversation. And I think it's always important to try and put yourself in the situation of other people.
Yes.
Before anything else. And only then when you realize, because and I'll never forget many years ago when I was reading Stephen Covey's book, and he talks about this guy who walks into a very crowded train, and he's there with three kids, right? And it's peak hour traffic, and the kids are running up and down, running up and down, running up and down, causing a huge disturbance. Everybody's had a long day at the office, and you know, you're sitting there, and you're saying, "Oh, please shut up!" You know, tell your kids to shut up.
Yeah.
You know, you want to say that. Eventually, somebody says, "Please, can you control your kids? We've all had a long day." The guy then says, "Look, I don't know what to do. We've just come back from the hospital and their mother's just died of cancer." So, you know, it's so important to reverse and try and think to yourself, you know, what am I doing? How can I make a difference?
Absolutely.
And I think it's important
absolutely.
In today's world, in whatever you do.
Totally agree with you. And stop thinking your own life is the norm, and that whatever's going on in your life is what is or should be going on in the lives of other people.
Yeah, and a classic example, I was over the weekend, I was having this conversation with a couple of friends of mine, and they were friends of friends that I was at, and they were talking about, the guy was talking about his domestic helper, and they were saying, "Oh, they're so demanding and this and that," and then you ask the question, okay, well, have you tried to put yourself in the situation of that person? They get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and do you know how much they spend on transport? Most people don't know how much they spend on transport. And when you ask how much do you pay your domestic helper, they say about 190 rand a day. And you say, but would you work 490 rand a day for that amount? Because when you realize your life and you think you've just spent 190 rand on two cappuccinos with your friends.
And yet you judge
on how much you pay someone that cleans your own home.
As I'm thinking of another latte, aren't you going to ask me how my weekend was?
No, nobody cares about your weekend.
Oh, I thought you were the only person who cares.
How was your weekend?
It was fascinating. It was so chillaxed.
What did you get up to?
I was pinned down.
Yes, he was reading a lot this weekend. Were you reading?
Sometimes even our favorite white men are a bit slow. I was spending time with Pin. And she pinned me down.
Oh, yes. No, we're talking about...
Yeah,
Aki
made a recommendation of someone that I...
I didn't make a recommendation.
Someone who's a very good masseuse. And my goodness, all I can say is, you know, I felt like an 18-year-old after I'd spent time with Aki's pin.
I'm going to go there later because my lower back is so
strong. No, she's great.
She's great. And did you see somebody else verified my recommendation on your Facebook? And
she was amazing.
She's actually very good.
But I think the key takeaway, I mean, she was so good. That I'm not sure whether this is why you sent me there, but the key takeaway I had after 60 minutes of being pinned down by Pin is that one's sexual orientation is not fixed.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Technobite is brought to you by Lockbox, a free app that lets you fill in your medical details once and share them with any healthcare professional you choose. Lockbox, your medical life simplified. Sorry, you can't rewind the wireless. If you wonder whether you heard that correctly, Aski, it's not like DSTV. You can like, let me pause.
And it won't be podcast either.
And well, the revolution will not be podcast, including sexual revolutions. Technobites, you know, I've always loved your work, but I don't know whether you're tailor-making some of your topics for me.
Why?
Whether I'm just beginning to, like you say, just put myself in other people's shoes, including my professional peers. Because every single week, I learn more and more about the connections between technology and society. I'm beginning to promo this lot as technology and society.
Well, it is, because technology is having that kind of impact on society. And, you know, I did say last week I was going to talk about Logbox, because I've been playing yes. around with it. You know, it's one of those things, Eusebius, that you think, why didn't I think of something like this? Because it's such a simple idea. And all you do is, you know, when you, let's just backtrack a bit. You go to the doctor, and every time you go to the doctor, you got to fill in that form that asks you your next of kin, asks you all the details. And I hate filling out forms. I don't know about you. But Logbox is aimed at making things a lot easier. So what you do is you simply download the app, and it looks like this, okay? And you can either use your finger or your password to, you know, to access it. And then you put all your family members and yourself, whoever you want, on there. So I've put myself. I've got all my details, my medical aid details, etc. And then when you get to the doctor... Now, some doctors will have this, some doctors might not have it, but if you're a doctor that doesn't have this, I suggest you get it, because it's absolutely brilliant. All you do is you just scan their QR code that they've got on the desk, and they capture the information, and it goes onto their computer, so you don't have to fill out the form. It happens in like 2 seconds. So it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that.
That is really awesome. It's efficient. It saves you time. And if there are lots of people in the waiting area, you don't have to have awkward conversations with the receptionist asking you, is this high blood pressure, Aki?
Yes, exactly.
That everyone knows. You know, so there's also a certain level of anonymity there in the transaction that's important.
That's exactly it. And it complies with POPI, which is the Protection of Information Act. And also, it also helps when you have people like myself who have the most atrocious handwriting. Mm. And when you get your statement, everything is spelt incorrectly, because they can't read what you've written. Mm. So it really works really well. It's developed by a local surgeon, a guy called Dr. Neil Goldstein, who did it. And I think it's fantastic. I wish everybody does this. And this is the way we should be doing things digitally, you know, across. And they should do this with all forms.
But it also means that anyone who downloads the podcast must go back to your other podcast about how to keep your phone secure.
Yes, absolutely.
This is more personal information on your device.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, Warren Buffett's got his annual Berkshire Hathaway convention where Bruce Whitfield is at the moment.
Yeah, he's gloating on Facebook Live every 5 minutes, having fun with Warren Buffett.
Yeah, exactly. And it's quite an interesting one, because here you've got this guy who's got, you know, he still drinks his Coke every single day. He's a very simple guy, but he understands the bigger picture of business. You might not understand the intricacies like artificial intelligence and automation and that sort of thing, which I think he understands the broader picture and the impact that it will have. But somebody at the conference on Saturday afternoon asked Warren Buffett about artificial intelligence and what kind of impact is that going to have on his businesses. Mm. What's his outlook? And he had some interesting things to say about it.
I don't bring much to this party, but I would certainly think they would result in significantly less employment in certain areas, but that's good for society, and it may not be good for a given business. It would be a good thing, but it would require enormous transformation in how people relate to each other, what they expect of government, you know, all kinds of things. But pushing the idea that way is one of the, you'd certainly think that's one of the consequences of making great progress and artificial intelligence. And that's enormously pro-social eventually. It's enormously disruptive in other ways, and it can have huge problems in terms of a democracy and how it reacts to that. It gets very uncertain as to how the world would adjust, in my view, to great increases in productivity, and without knowing a thing about it, I would think that artificial intelligence would have that hugely beneficial social effect, but a very unpredictable political effect if it came in fast, which I think it could.
And, you know, it is coming so fast. The technology is coming so fast. There was a new report released over the weekend about how fast electric cars are going to come. Now, here's an interesting statistic. By the end of the next decade, which we're not far away from that, in the next 10 years, there will be a point, an inflection point, where more electric cars will be sold globally than there will be fuel-driven cars. And this is going to have a tremendous impact on oil investments, for example. What happens to all the countries that have got huge oil reserves, countries that produce oil? Think of Nigeria, think of Angola. are they investing in other technologies to counteract the fact that oil is not going to be as much in demand in the future as it will be? And they're talking about self-driving vehicles that by 2030, 30% of the world's vehicles will be, you know, self-driving cars. Mm-hmm. So there's these tremendous forces that are changing the world that we're living in. And if you look at an example like Uber, everybody uses Uber. They were founded in 2008. And in last year, for example, their stats that they've got is that Uber has more bookings than the entire taxi industry in the United States. I mean, that's serious disruption. And, they talk about the S-curve. There's a specific curve of disruption that people talk about. But we're in for some very interesting times in the next few years with regards to how quickly the technology is moving around us. And artificial intelligence is the one thing that is just changing dynamics. Every single business is being affected, and it's frightening. It scares me.
I'm still on Warren Buffett's first sentence in that clip.
Which one?
Gotta love it when rich guys are
up. Yes, right. I've got no
idea. I don't intervene to this party. Yeah. Just a little bit of change.
Yeah, but yet, look at his investments. He's so astute with these kind of things, you know. Anyway, have a wonderful day, Mr.
Thank you, Aki. That's it for this week's Technology and Society. We'll do it again next